Class 3, Subject History, Topic, Let's Travel. Good morning to all my dear students of Class 3. People travel every day. They go from one place to another for work, to attend birthdays, marriages and other functions, or to see new places. You go to school daily. How do you do so? We use various types of vehicles to travel from one place to another. Long ago, human beings had no means of transport like the present day. They had to walk long distances on foot in search of food and even had to carry load on their backs. To travel by water, they made rafts, which were made by tying many logs together. Later, they used animals to carry people and goods. At times, even the animals could not carry heavy things. Slowly, man learned to make wheels and carts. These carts were pulled by horses, mules, and ponies. Today, most of the transport are running on wheels, like bicycles, trains, cars, etc. Much later came the airplane, helicopter, and rockets. So now you know the various means of transport have changed over the years. Moving on to the modes or means of transport. There are three types of transport: land transport, air transport, and water transport. We do not use the same means of transport to go to every place. The vehicle we use depends on the following: location of the place, distance to be covered, time available and money we can spend. Sometimes we use more than one means of transport to reach a place. Land transport. What are land transport? Means of transport that move on the land only are called land transport. For example, bicycles, scooters, cars, buses, etc. In some cities, people travel by metro and they run on special tracks. In some cities, people travel by local trains. In Kolkata, some people travel by trams, and in villages, bullock carts and tractors are important means of transport. Water transport. What are water transport? Ships, boats and steamers sail on water are called water transport. It is the cheapest and the oldest mode of transport. Ships that take people across seas and oceans are called passenger liners, and that carry goods are called cargo ships. Boats and steamers ferry us across lakes and rivers. The place where ships are anchored for passengers to get on and off and goods to be loaded and unloaded is called a port. A submarine is a type of ship that travel underwater and it is used by the Navy. Air transport. What are air transport? Means of transport that fly in the air, such as the airplane and the helicopter. It is the fastest means of transport. People use it to travel from one city or country to another and also to send letters and goods. Helicopters carry a few people. It is often used to take food and medicines to people in times of need. All these modern means of transport have made life comfortable but causes air pollution since it runs on petrol and diesel. With this, we come to the end of discussing the third chapter in history.